The following is a winter weather bulletin for the following counties in North Carolina: Avery, Madison, Mitchell, and Yancey. Wind chill advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. What? Very cold wind chills occurring. Wind chill values will range from 5 below 0 to 15 below 0, with some values colder than minus 20 degrees along the highest ridge tops. Where? The mountains of western North Carolina. When? Until 10 a.m. Tuesday. Additional details: the cold wind chills may cause frostbite to exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. The wind chill advisory means that cold air and the wind will combine to create low wind chills. Frostbite and hypothermia can occur if precautions are not taken. Make sure you wear a hat and gloves. The following is a winter weather bulletin for the following counties in North Carolina: Ashe and Watauga, and Smith, Virginia. Wind chill advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. What? Very cold wind chills expected with readings from 5 to 15 below zero. Where? Portions of southwest Virginia and northwest North Carolina along and west of the Blue Ridge in southeast West Virginia. When? Until 10 a.m. Tuesday. Additional details: the cold wind chills will cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin. The wind chill advisory means that cold air and the wind will combine to create low wind chills. Frostbite and hypothermia can occur if precautions are not taken. Make sure you wear a hat and gloves. The Tri-Cities Airport Climate Summary for the month of December, 2017. The maximum temperature for the period was 64. The maximum occurred on December 4th. The minimum temperature was 13. The minimum occurred on December 28th. The average temperature was 38.5 degrees, which is 0.7 degrees above the normal average temperature of 37.8 degrees. The maximum temperature did not exceed 90 degrees. The maximum temperature was at or below 32 degrees on one day. The minimum temperature dropped below 32 degrees on 20 days this period. The minimum temperature did not fall below 0 degrees. A total of 1.76 inches of precipitation fell during the period, which is 1.61 inches below the normal amount of 3.37. The record amount of precipitation is 6.75 inches, which was set in 1961. The record minimum precipitation for the period is 0.21 inches, which was set in 1965. 9 days with greater than or equal to 0.01 inches of precipitation were observed. 0.10 inches of precipitation or greater fell on 5 days. 0.50 inches of precipitation or greater were observed on 1 day. There were no days with precipitation greater than or equal to 1.00 inches. The maximum 24-hour precipitation was 0.61 inches on December 23rd. There were 813 heating degree days this period, which is 30 below the normal amount of 843 days. There were 1,592 heating degree days since July 1st, which is 137 below the normal amount of 1,729 days. There were no cooling degree days this period, which is normal. There were 1,142 cooling degree days since January 1st, which is 161 above the normal amount of 981 days. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXK-47, the voice of the National Weather Service, broadcasting from Holston Mountain, with content originating from your National Weather Service office in Morristown, Tennessee. Synopsis: well below normal temperatures are expected to persist across the southern Appalachian region through the work week. Dangerously cold wind chills will be possible at times, especially across the higher elevations. High pressure across the area will result in mainly dry conditions across the area. Any precipitation through the period will be brief, light, and isolated in nature. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of southwest North Carolina, east Tennessee, and southwest Virginia. For today and tonight, dangerously cold air will be in place across the entire area. The combination of cold air and winds will result in dangerously cold wind chills across the higher elevations. Therefore, a wind chill advisory has been issued for the higher elevations of the East Tennessee Mountains, the Cumberland Plateau, southwest Virginia, and southwest North Carolina for this morning. Remember to dress warmly in layers, provide shelter for pets and animals, and take precautions around your home or business to avoid frozen pipes. And now the extended outlook for the period Wednesday through Monday. Very cold air will remain over the southern Appalachian region through the rest of the work week. Temperatures 10 to 20 degrees below normal and dangerously low wind chills are expected, especially across the higher elevations. Remember to dress warmly in layers, provide shelter for pets and animals, keep space heaters away from flammable materials, and take precautions around your home or business to avoid frozen pipes. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not anticipated. And now your 7-day forecast. Early this morning, clear. Light winds. Today, sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light winds. Tonight, increasing clouds. Lows around 10. Light winds. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 30s. Light winds. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Lows around 12. Northwest winds 10 miles per hour or less. Thursday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower to mid 20s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wind chill readings 5 below to 5 above zero. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 9. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower to mid 20s. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows around 8. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 13. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and light freezing rain. Not as cold. Lows around 30. Monday, cloudy with rain and light freezing rain likely. Highs in the upper 40s. Chance of precipitation 60%. The 7 a.m. area weather roundup. At the Tri-Cities Regional Airport, it was clear. Temperature 3 degrees, relative humidity 87%. Wind calm. The pressure was 30.58 inches and rising. Across Tennessee, conditions at Chattanooga, it was clear. 13 degrees, wind chill 0. At Knoxville, it was clear. 8 degrees, wind chill minus 4. Crossville, cloudy, 2 degrees. Nashville, clear, 5 degrees. Asheville, clear, 9 degrees. Atlanta, clear, 13 degrees. Huntsville, clear, 9 degrees. Lexington, cloudy, 0 degrees. Roanoke, clear, 9 degrees. Cincinnati, cloudy, minus 4 degrees. Once again, at the Tri-Cities Regional Airport, it was clear. The temperature was 3 degrees. The following is a winter weather bulletin for the following counties in Tennessee: Anderson, Bledsoe, Blood Smoky Mountains, Campbell, Claiborne, Cox Smoky Mountains, East Polk, Hancock, Johnson, Marion, Morgan, Northwest Carter, Scott, Sequatchie, Sevier Smoky Mountains, Southeast Carter, Southeast Greene, Southeast Monroe and Unicoi, and the following counties in Virginia: Lee, Russell, Scott, Washington, and Wise. Wind chill advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. Central Standard Time this morning. What? Very cold wind chills expected. The cold wind chills will cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin. Expect wind chills to range from 5 above 0 to 15 below 0. Where? Higher elevations of East Tennessee, Southwest Virginia, and Southwest North Carolina. When? Until 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. Central Standard Time this morning. Additional details: these conditions can result in frostbite and can lead to hypothermia or even death if precautions are not taken. Those venturing outdoors should dress warmly, making sure all exposed skin is covered. A wind chill advisory means that cold air and the wind will combine to create low wind chills. Frostbite and hypothermia can occur if precautions are not taken. Make sure you wear a hat and gloves. The following is a special weather statement. Arctic air has arrived, yielding a cold wave across the region through this week. A very cold Arctic air mass has built over the region and will persist through the week. Expect temperatures to fall into the single digits to teens across the mountains at times each night, with lows in the teens to 20s across the foothills and Piedmont this week. Daytime maximum temperatures will struggle to get above the freezing most days this week, especially across the mountains where highs in the 20s will be common. The cold weather will likely result in high demand for electricity across the region. Power outages may result from the heavy electrical load. Those who require electricity for heating or medical equipment should consider having backup heat or electrical sources available. Take steps now to protect your property and health from the extreme cold. If you go outside, wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight, warm clothing rather than one layer of heavy clothing. Mittens are warmer than gloves. Wear a hat and cover your mouth with a scarf. It is imperative that parents make sure children returning to school this week are prepared for the prolonged cold, especially if they will be outside waiting at bus stops in the mornings. If driving, keep your gas tank near full to avoid ice in the tank and fuel lines. Check your antifreeze and windshield washer fluid levels. Be sure to carry a fully charged cell phone. While at home, consider allowing indoor plumbing fixtures to drip to permit water to trickle through pipes and inhibit freezing. Use caution with space heaters in order to avoid fire or injury. If emergency generators will be used, they must be situated outdoors in well-ventilated areas to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. Also, remember to check in on family, friends, and elderly neighbors who might be susceptible to the cold. Do not forget about your pets and livestock. Make sure they have a source of water that will not freeze and a warm place to take shelter from the wind and cold. Do not attempt to walk on frozen ponds, lakes, or streams, as the ice will not be thick enough to support the weight, even of a child. A cold wave is defined as average daily temperatures 12 degrees or more below normal mid-January, average daily temperatures for 48 hours or longer. Normal mid-January average daily temperatures are, for Asheville 37, Charlotte 41, and GSP 42. By definition, it follows that a cold wave is when the average daily temperature for Asheville is 25, Charlotte is 29, and GSP is 30.